Hear, hear.
Check, 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 check.
So I've noticed that as soon as anybody becomes gainfully employed, that's when they start getting sick all the time. So you might notice that Mark's voice is a little bit different, and it's cause not because he's here and sick, but he's home and sick, and I'm joined
by... He's home and sick. I hope he's listening.
I'm sure he is. If not, I'm sure he's going to podcast the show.
Okay.
By going to myspace.com/HEAR_HERE and clicking on subscribe to the podcast.
That's the commercial. This is Bennett sitting in with DJ Is Good.
That's good. I hadn't thought of that. You recently celebrated your seventh anniversary of Chill Room. Is that correct?
The Chill Room's been around 10 years, but it's been on Kill Radio for seven.
Wow.
Kill Radio is now 7 years old.
Wow. Happy birthday to us. Fantastic. Wow. 7 years.
It's been through a lot of changes. This is the third location we've been at, and the whole mix of the group has changed drastically in that time. It began much more politically,
mm-hmm.
you know. Music seemed to be an afterthought. But that changed rather quickly as soon as the second wave of people began to come in.
It became more of a radio station than the audio wing of the Independent Media Center.
Yeah, yeah. But first we had to battle out the whole idea of doing consensus. We had to battle out the whole concept of a mission statement. Hell, we even had to fight for the name Kill Radio, so.
Good, and all that's been taken care of now, and everybody gets along, and everything's going just perfectly.
Every couple years, it comes back. It's always waving in our face.
Speaking of politics, happy Veterans Day. Apparently, a recent study released by the National Alliance to End Homelessness, they did some census taking and discovered that 1 in 4 homeless people in America are veterans. Either of the Vietnam War or a surprisingly increasing number from Afghanistan and Iraq.
One of the main reasons why it seems to be veterans is because the Veterans Administration doesn't do as good a job as we'd like them to do of taking care of our veterans. See, for your normal non-veteran person, it's social services take care of these people.
Right.
Social services may be a horrible bureaucracy, but it's more inclusive. The VA handles any veteran who is homeless or in a bad situation. And the VA is simply overworked.
Understaffed, underfunded.
Yeah. There was a fellow sitting. I go to the LA Mental Health Center that's over on La Mirada. And there was a vet who sat for a year and a half outside that building. And the mental health services couldn't do anything because only the VA could handle him. But he would sit there. He was very ill.
So they're barred from receiving services elsewhere? They have to go
through
the VA?
They have to go through the VA, yeah.
I see.
The police would come every 6 weeks or so and take him in and shower him and all that, then let him go, and he'd come back to this exact same place and sit there. And he was in really bad shape, you know, and eating whatever he could pick up on the street and all that. And occasionally, you know, other crazy women would come along and sit with him for a few days. And it was a really disgusting scene. At one point, they moved him and told him he couldn't come back to the same place. So he moved about 50 feet and sat on a corner next to a Taco Bell.
Wow.
Sitting there in his filth, you know. He was
a veteran of Vietnam?
Probably Vietnam, yeah.
So, you know, here's the thing. I'm trying to figure out, how is it possible that, you know, this great country of ours, and here we are celebrating the Hallmark Veterans Day, and 1 in 4, I mean, that's not like 1 in 100, you know, that's a huge number.
It's a huge number.
I had a 1 in 4 yeah. chance of winning the lottery, I'd play it all the time.
Yeah.
So is it just that the government, you know, wants to get rid of veterans and wants to punish them for some reason, or is it that they just completely underestimate the effect that war has on people. That they assume you can just go to war, witness all this carnage, have your life put on the line, and come back, and then what, just like go get a regular job and be a regular member of society?
And for the majority of people, it probably works that way. I remember working in a bank in New York City back in the 80s, and there was this rather mundane, boring guy that I was working with. He was a nice guy. And one day I asked him a little about his history, and he suddenly went off on how great Vietnam was. It was the best days of his life over there.
Wow. Well, I guess for some people, you know, I guess it depends what you witness, what you see. But if you see your friends die, or if you, you know, God forbid, lose a limb or something like that. I mean, the mental illness must go through the roof when people come back. Especially
right now, we're approaching 4,000 dead in Iraq, but over almost 90,000 men and women have come home from the war, missing limbs, badly wounded, mentally upset. 90,000.
And, you know, mental illness is something that they don't even talk about in terms of coming home wounded. Because, if you come home and you're missing an arm, obviously you've been wounded in action.
That makes sense, you know, and you get money for that.
If you come home and you have post-traumatic stress disorder, or, you know, you've developed
Shame.
Some sort of dissociative
Hide.
Disorder or something like that, or you've become completely delusional, or, you know, maybe lost your ability to distinguish between right and wrong because you've been shooting everything that moves for a while. You know, I mean, like, they don't treat that like an injury. They treat it like a failure.
Yeah, that's right. Exactly. I mean, we've seen more enlightened times. Richard Nixon, for all the terrible things we can say about him, was really concerned about the soldiers coming home from Vietnam. He actually spent a lot of money and put a lot of time into dealing with the soldiers who were coming back. We don't see our current administration doing anything like that.
Well, they don't even like to admit that that there are soldiers coming back. I mean, their attitude is like, if soldiers go there, then it must be a great place to be. Well, you don't see the coffins.
Except for those guys with artificial limbs who go jogging with Bush.
Yeah, yeah. The success stories, I think is how they characterize it. Yeah. Well,
I do want to say real quick, my father and I, we've been talking recently because of that Ken Burns film, The War. And my father is in his 80s, and he was a World War II vet. And he just sent me, just came in the mail the other day, some of his papers that he made Xeroxes of his mustering out and all that. Mm-hmm. He was drafted. Everyone was drafted. He turned 18 in 1944, and he was drafted and was overseas by July. And he spent a year and a half in the Philippines and Luzon and Okinawa, and saw a lot of action. He was a gunner. He worked with 104 howitzers, which are big fucking guns.
Wow.
And he has a Purple Heart. He got Bronze Stars, that whole thing. And it was an extraordinary experience. And it was when he was 18 and 19 that he did it.
Yes, the other thing I think people underestimate, a lot of soldiers who are in Iraq now are, you know, younger than me. I'm 30.
50% of the wounded and dead are under 25.
That's amazing to me. And then you have to consider, okay, well, the homeless veterans, usually you see homeless veterans and you see them as old people, but they weren't old at the time that they became veterans.
And some of them are just Gulf War veterans, which means they're probably 35.
Jesus. Well, before we get on to music, which is really what the show is about, well, the show is about whatever we decide it's about, but...
fucking A.
What's the deal with Veterans Day? Do you have any idea what it is? I wasn't even aware that it was happening until someone told me last night that I wouldn't be able to mail something today.
I think they actually made a Veterans Day after World War II. I don't think that it was a holiday prior to the 50s. It was something that we did for that particular generation. And so we've held on to it as a tradition because it's a holiday and, hey, the banks are closed and there's no post office today.
Don't put money in your meters, people.
Yeah, why waste the money? And yet, it's something that we have tended to forget again because, again, we are more ashamed of our soldiers than we are supporting them.
Well, and on that note, happy Veterans Day, everybody. You're listening to Hear Here on killradio.org.
First?
I got some music to play for you. I'm going to play mostly music today from artists who are going to be performing at our next Hear Here benefit coming up this Sunday. There's some other great shows coming up we'll talk about later in the episode. But we're going to start off with Michael Harris, who's a good friend of mine. He's performed live on this show. He's performed on Is Good. He recently put together an indie music night at Tangier that I DJed at called Indie Springs, and it raised money for the African Well Fund, which is an organization that provides clean water resources in sub-Saharan Africa. And Michael's one of these people who wants to actually help the world with his music, which is always a pleasant. Yeah, he must be crazy, but he has an album called Open Letter, and if you want to see him perform live again, we're going to do another Hear Hear benefit at Lost Souls Cafe this Sunday, November 18th. And here's a couple of tracks from his album. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This is Michael Harris. His website is myspace.com/mhband. Sorry, technical difficulties. Just a moment. Wrong channel. Technology!
Glass. I thought this time we'd last, but now you're gone. I am just a rabbit's run, looking for some fun, but you move the party, and everybody say, oh, 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 why? My, I just want to get in. Said than done, easier said than done. We're on the run, and everybody say, oh, 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 why? My, I just want to get in. And everybody say, oh, 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 why? My, I just want to get in. Everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, I just want to get in. And everybody sing, oh, 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 why? My, I just want to get in. I just want to get in. I just want to get through to you. I just want to get in. To you, to you, to you, oh.
like this. I'd have traded in my worries for a little bliss if I saw my wants as my needs. I'd have tended different gardens, planted different seeds if I could. But I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. If I trust, I'd only be let down, waiting for the other shoe to firmly hit the ground. If I knew all that I might miss, I'd have taken another path, another turn, made another wish if I could. But I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. Standing in the hall with so many doors that everyone's a gamble. Roll the dice with the hands of ice, afraid that you might lose. And every road you take leads you to another crossroad of choices. And every choice you make, you can hear your inner voices. Inner voices. Inner voices. Real, I'd have taken all of yours, a borrow, begged, and stealed. If I knew the end at the star, I'd have changed the course of rivers so we would never part. If I could, but I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup. I better drink it up. I better drink it up. If I saw, if I knew, if I trust, if I could. But I'm getting my philosophy from a paper cup.
And we're back on Hear Here on killradio.org.
That was Michael Harris.
That was Michael Harris. MySpace.com/MHBand. Also, Diebox.com. He has his own record label, DAIBOX.com. And you can take a look at what other sort of charity events and things he's sponsoring in the near future.
Well, I didn't hear a lot of cliche R&B in there. Felt fairly original. I didn't like the sax that much.
You know what's interesting? He... this album of his is loaded with sax, but when he performs, he almost never plays with the saxophone. It's usually just him and guitar and a piano player, unless he's doing a solo acoustic. And it is. It's a much different show and a much different sound than the album. I just don't have any recordings of it.
Yeah.
But he's a really talented singer-songwriter, you know, and I think people impose ideas on him, frankly, because he's black, and you look at it and you think, oh, well, this is going to be... If you put this CD in there, it comes up as hip-hop on iTunes. I swear to God.
And that ain't hip-hop.
It's pretty funny. But he's a very talented singer-songwriter and a good friend.
God, the way cliches work.
Yeah. Mm. He actually learned to play guitar and write songs in Japan. He's... He had this, like, he described
family
it for
way
me.
Or
this,
military way?
No, he, I'm not, I actually don't remember why he was in Japan, but he had this very stern Japanese mentor who taught him how to play guitar and sing songs. You know, it would basically be like, no, that's a cliche. Start over.
Good for him.
So that's an interesting way to learn and then come back here and write music.
I like his voice.
So, what else is going on in the world today? I was just looking at the headlines. We're going to get a visit from the Pope. Ooh, I feel so special.
Well, that's like the third Pope for me.
Popes like to drop in and say hello to you. That's
Well, I've been following the No Borders group.
Oh, yeah, you were telling me about
Arizona.
That. So these guys just go and irritate the Minutemen? Is that
basically they play R&B music at them and they set up across the way and set up speakers and just try to entertain them, keep them relaxed so that they don't get too uptight because people are always going to be crossing. And of course, I don't like the Jelani's. So
you don't like vigilantes?
I don't like vigilantes. I don't
even leftist vigilantes.
I think they're misdirected. Being a vigilante is a misdirected activity. It's missing the point. But then again, I'm for illegal immigration. You know, it doesn't bother me that much. I mean, I can understand certain aspects of it that concern people, but overall, that's what this country was built on.
Maybe we should stop legal immigration.
Good idea.
Only have illegal immigration.
There we go.
And I can think of a couple of American citizens I'd like to deport too while I'm at it.
Well, when I first came to Los Angeles, I hung out for a while with an illegal immigrant from New Zealand. And she was even teaching school here. But
see, they really do take the worst jobs.
That's right. And yet she was always worried about that. And I kept saying, why don't you just get your green card? I mean, how difficult can it be? And she said, well, then I have to admit that I'm here illegally.
Yeah, it's kind of a catch-22.
Yeah.
I have a friend of mine who's lived here for a long time, let his green card expire, I guess accidentally, and so he's concerned about... He knows he can renew it, but it's like a whole complicated process. Uh-huh. So even though he was here legally, he's no longer here legally. I mean, he was a permanent resident, and now his status is unknown.
You can't forget those things. I mean, when I was growing up, they don't do it anymore, but when I was growing up, there used to be a TV thing that was on in January of every year. Aliens, it's time to register. They would announce it on television, but I haven't seen that.
I picture it with a cartoon of these Martian men in line waiting to
Aliens.
Let's go back to some music. This is another artist that's going to be performing at the Hear Hear benefit at Lost Souls Cafe. If you go to lostsouls.com, they have a really nice website, and you can see pictures of the place and everything. And that's at 124 West 4th Street downtown. It's across the street from Bar 107 there on 4th Street. This is an artist by the name of Carla Hassett. We haven't played her on this show before, I don't think, but I had her on Is Good a while back. She's... sings in Portuguese and in English, and she writes nice songs. MySpace.com/CarlaHassett. That's CarlaHassett. And she's one of the artists that came to us through Gorgeous PR, who's sent us a lot of really cool bands.
Cool.
They represent a lot of bands in the area. So here we go. You're listening to Hear Hear on
Kill Radio. We'll be right back.
like the rain on a day that's clear. In the blink of an eye, took your love, then you passed me by. Baby, where have you been all these years? You're my trouble past, coming home at last. Now I know, yeah. Say what love, that's what I'm living for. That's what I'm living for. That's what I'm living for. Between us, there's no ice to break. You're the game to my game. You're the water to the fire I'm in. You're still a little more give than take. Cause you're crazy, ooh, I'm insane for you.
Chegar.
Back on here on killradio.org. That was Carla Hassett, myspace.com/Carla Hassett, and drop by Lost Souls Cafe this Sunday to hear her perform.
Does she perform like that with all that electronic beat and stuff? Or
I don't know, actually. I haven't had the opportunity to see her perform
live. When she was here, was she?
When she was here, she did it just straight up acoustic guitar, and I think she had a second guitar playing with her as well. So I think she's going to be performing acoustically, but who knows? She might bring in some
electronics
too.
That's a terrific voice.
Yeah, she is. She's definitely channeling a lot of great resources. And, you know, there's this sort of Brazilian electronic movement that's been slowly building steam over the past several years.
Yeah.
You know, this is a lot of great artists coming from that either from that background or directly from Brazil that are making some really great music now. And Carla's one of them. So, speaking of events, this Thursday, November 15th, we have another Kill Radio Presents thing going on. It's a big month for Kill Radio. We're raising funds to help support the station so we can keep the studio space, upgrade our equipment, and just keep things, you know, flowing smoothly.
But we're also doing these events just to present the music because there's a lot of great music out there.
Yeah, and to be, you know, it helps us to be a part of the public eye and not just this, you know, completely underground internet station that nobody knows of, but someone, an organization that's actually taking independent musicians and artists and bringing them together and presenting them. And
we represent a community.
Yeah, I'd like to think so. So this benefit, which happens this Thursday, is being sponsored by the show Network 23, which airs on Kill Radio on Sundays, 2:30 to 4. Ramon and Sam are really cool DJs. They play a lot of rock and Espanol, which doesn't get played very much anywhere. If you listen to the corporate radio, you're either going to get
you're not going to hear it,
you know, the same five hip-hop songs on one station, or if you're listening to a Spanish station, it's either going to be reggaeton or regional Mexican music, which has its place, but there's a lot of great Spanish-speaking singer-songwriters and rock musicians that don't
play
it.
The best Spanish music in town is the weekends on KXOU. I don't care what anybody
really
says. That stuff is hot. And the local, what is it? It's LATV, Channel 33.
Oh, right.
They
right.
play a lot of great rock in Espanol.
Well, this is going to be an interesting night because we're going to have an experimental sort of post-rock artist called Legphonic Euphoria who's going to be playing live. We're going to have an electronic...
That's a funny name.
Yeah, an electronic artist...
Leghorn the... anyway.
Right. Called Decoding Jesus, who's going to also be performing live. And I've seen him perform, and it's a decent show. And then we're going to have five different DJs spinning in between these acts. Starsky Suave, who will be doing 70s music, and Starsky, of course, of Kill Radio fame. Myself, I'll be doing an electronic set for about 45 minutes or so. And then there's a hip-hop DJ by the name of Nevin Thomas. And then Network 23 is going to do some rock and Espanol. And then there's, at the end of the night, Ray, a.k.a. the Mad Monk, will be doing an 80s new wave set. And that's all happening at Mountain Bar in Chinatown. It's on a fictitious street, so good luck finding it. You go to themountainbar.com. The actual address is 475 Jin Ling Wei. But just sort of put yourself in Chinatown and just call out Kill Radio and you'll find it. It's actually a really cool place.
Look for the dragons.
Yeah, look for the dragons.
Look for the neon dragons.
Exactly. So what else? We got some more music to play. I'm going to stick with the Lost Souls Cafe theme for a while and play all the artists that are going to be playing there. I'm actually playing them in order of how they're going to be performing, if that has any effect on when you want to show up. The
well, sounds like you want to come to the right at the beginning.
Well, yeah.
Right at the top.
The night starts at 6 o'clock and ends at 10. The first, Michael's going up at 6:45, and then we'll have Carla at 7:30. And then at 8:15, we'll have Paul Avion and the Par Avion Band.
So you don't have to stay there until 3 a.m. You ain't in New York City anymore. This is L.A.
Right.
Time's got to get up with the sun.
Well, you know, eventually Lost Souls, I think, is going to get like a beer and wine license, which might make the benefits slightly more entertaining.
Later.
So people won't be...
Do you have any idea how much a license costs?
I know. It's well, they make it cost prohibitive for a reason.
It's $125,000 yeah. sometimes.
Really? Is it that much?
Yeah.
Well, that's... Yeah. That's a lot.
I doubt they can afford that.
Yeah. Well, I hadn't really considered it was that much. But
Maybe they grandfather it in with somebody they know. I don't know.
Maybe. Maybe
then,
that's how
then it
works.
Then it can be as little as $40,000.
It's amazing that it's so much, especially for just beer and wine.
Well, for beer and wine, it might be a little less.
Yeah, I think what you're talking about must be like a full bar.
Yeah.
But, you know, Lost Souls is cool. They always have like great artwork up and... You know, it's a cafe, so they have, you know, food and coffee and shakes and stuff like that. But it would be fun to be able to have a glass of wine while watching some of these cool acts perform. And they have music there almost every night. So anyway, this is Paul Avion, myspace.com/Paul Avion, A-V-I-O-N. He's been a guest on Is Good. Actually heard his music on Here first and then had him on Is Good. And the Par Avion Band.
That's how it works, folks. Send in to Here. Look what can happen.
Yeah, you submit your music to Here. Actually, we get a lot of messages at the Kill Radio MySpace saying, in response to bulletins of, you know, saying the next show that we're presenting, like the Lost Souls show and the Mountain Bar show. And we get a lot of messages in reply to that saying, oh, if you guys ever need someone to perform, we'd love to be involved. And I always tell them the best way to get involved is send your music to us. We'll play it on the air. You know, include a note that you're interested in participating in benefits. And if we think it's the right match for the right venue that we're doing our next show at, then it'll happen.
See, now, if you send the music to me, I might actually criticize it.
So be careful.
You know, so send it to Here.
Yeah, we're all about playing.
We're totally open to everything that you do.
It's absolutely true. Well, and Mark and I talk about this all the time. When we started doing this show, the anticipation was that we would get 90% crap and 10%, you know, gems. And it's really been the reverse. We've gotten 10% serious crap and maybe 80%, you know, between the mediocre to really good range.
Uh-huh.
You know, I think there's a – you really cut out a major portion of the LA music scene by requiring them to put a stamp on an envelope. If they can, you know, if they can get their music played without doing anything, then there's no filtering system. But if they have to actually submit it, then it means they care just that much.
Not just a bunch of guys standing around the guitar center.
And on that note, this is Paul Avion and Par Avion Band. You can see them perform live at Lost Souls Cafe this Sunday, November 18th. You're listening to Here on killradio.org.
dreaming, it's warm inside, but colder inside my soul. I think of all the things that time has stolen. On the road, the peaks and valleys flow into round, whispered within and out, let me know this cynicism.
We're back on here on killradio.org. That's Paul Avion, myspace.com/PaulAvion. He has an album called Pop Music United, and you can see him perform live at Lost Souls Cafe this Sunday as part of the here Presents Kill Radio benefit concert fundraiser series show event.
When we get these very nicely packaged CDs, are these really CDs or are these CDRs?
These are really CDs. Yeah. These are all... This is the real deal. People send us real material. Sometimes we get CDRs, and that's fine, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And we also take MP3s.
I was watching Wired Science the other day, and there was a fellow on there who was talking about how he's been out of the CD world for several years because he's totally into the MP3 world.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, we pull stuff off of MySpace and all that as well.
Right.
You know, and MP3s are usually half of my radio shows are MP3s, not CDs.
I'm kind of old-fashioned. I mean, I guess I'm the, how would I put it? I'm this generation's version of the vinyl mafia. You know, like, I got lots of flack from the previous generation for not using vinyl. And I give lots of flack to the future generation and people who were born after 1980 for the, you know, constant use of iPods and laptops. Because I still like being able to hold a disc and, you know, pick it out of a pile of discs, you mm-hmm. know, or mm-hmm. dig for it at Amoeba Music, you know, find it, put it in a device that can only play that device, you know. That you know, there's something old-fashioned about the work of it all. I was having this conversation. Well, my cousin is a DJ in New York, and he's a club DJ. And, you know, the big thing in club DJing now is to use Serato, which, you know, is fine. And it basically takes you have all of your files on your computer, and then you have vinyl discs that emit a tone that the computer translates into whatever the MP3 is. So you can play MP3s on vinyl, essentially.
Right. Right.
And it has all sorts of imagery on the computer screen that help you beat match. And that's fine. I have nothing against that. But what that loses is the work that a DJ used to do in between songs, which was find what he was going to play next, dig it out, put it in the machine, set it up. And that sort of physical act I've always mm-hmm. felt was part of the art of DJing.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
mm-hmm.
so I'm still DJing with CD. When I DJ at a club, I bring in my two CD turntables and my mixer and this giant wallet full of 500 CDs, you know, and it's a lot of work. And I spend, for every 4-minute song, I spend 3 minutes looking for what I'm going to play next and trying to throw it in there and get it ready, you know. And that's,
I've been there.
That's the service I'm providing. It's not just the content or even just the delivery, but the sort of work of getting it all in on time. So when you have it all in a playlist and it's all like, I mean, it would be, I would love it. It would be really liberating not to have to search for it, to just be able to type it in, you know. But you lose that certain quality of the presentation.
I think I side with you. I don't like that sort of preparation that some people do because they think it sounds better because there's – but in fact, mistakes are part of the magic.
You know? Well, it's certainly true of live performance, you know, as long as the mistakes are you know, within the context of it being good music,
mm-hmm.
then yeah, there's little subtle differences. I mean, if it sounds exactly the way it was always intended to sound.
Well, I'm old enough to have played places where people were dancing so hard that the records were skipping.
Nice. Where floors were so flimsy that the records were skipping.
But that was around the time that CDs were coming in, and that was because the turntables started to be lighter. I mean, everybody was starting to make everything lighter because you wanted your records to last forever. Back in the 70s, you just dug fucking grooves in the records because everything had to be heavy. You'd even put quarters on your turntable arm just to hold it in place.
Nice.
And that would scrape the records to hell, but the bass sure sounded good. The analog sound was so fine.
Yeah. Well, and people say that we've lost a lot of sound quality and the ability to hear sound well because of the kind of technology we've been using.
But we're living in a society where everything's turning that way. I mean, just as little things like the taste of cheese, okay?
Yeah.
Certain cheeses. I mean, you buy this stuff in the store and they all taste alike and they look like they have the same consistency.
It's so
but
true.
But they don't have the taste. We're having a whole generation that don't know the difference between things because there isn't any effort
it's
made.
It's been so mass-produced that it's like, this is cheese. This I remember there was a mini-series on TV when I was a kid called, I think it was called The Other World or something like that. It was about this family that gets sucked into a vortex to another dimension, and they have to sort of get by in this other world, which is kind of like ours but a little bit different. And they go to the grocery store to get some food, and everything there is just labeled meat. You know, dairy,
sounds like
whatever,
today.
You know, vegetables. Yeah. And I remember there was this one scene where the woman takes the can, it just says meat. She's like, what kind of meat is it? And the grocery store attendant looks at her and says, what do you mean, what kind? So I guess that was a little bit of a prediction of the direction that we're going into, as many science fiction movies tend to do. All right, well, let's go back to music. Speaking of CDs and when they were first coming out, one of the first CDs I ever got when the CDs were first starting coming out, this was like the late 80s, was Information Society's first major release album. And I've been a big fan of their music for a long time. And recently, they just released a new album called Synthesizer. And they have a new vocalist by the name of Christopher Anton. He came in here with Paul Robb on Is Good when we did the Information Society interview. He came in here again as himself with his solo act. He had a band that he's not doing anymore. Now he's got a new band that he's working on. And we're going to play some music from him now. He's going to be performing at the Lost Souls benefit for us.
Solo.
Well, actually, with his new... He's going to be performing with a... He'll be singing. There'll be a keyboard player and a bass player. So those are the three items. It's going under the name Synthetic Audio Discotheque, featuring Christopher Anton of Information Society.
Cool.
And if you haven't had a chance to listen to it, you can download the Synthesizer album by Information Society on iTunes. He does all the vocals on it, and there's actually some really good material. It was kind of, you know, whenever a band that you liked a while ago disappears and comes back, there's always that sense of apprehension that, well, what if what they do now just really sucks? You know, there's always that fear that it's going to be bad. And this really, in my opinion, turned out well. It captured sort of the qualities that I really enjoyed about their music earlier. You know, they didn't give up on that, including the style of songwriting, the style of singing, you know.
Well, that's good.
So it's that's nice, because I'm sure you've had the experience as well where bands that you used to like growing up, for whatever reason, and then they kept making music and you wish they would stop because they're taking your childhood away from you.
A long time ago, yeah.
Anyway, here's two tracks. These are new mixes that Chris just actually emailed me last night. One is called I'm Lost in You, the neon mix, and the other one is called This Is Where I Am, the Nick Two-Tone mix. So check it out. This is Christopher Anton, myspace.com/Christopher Anton.
And mixed straight for Kill Radio.
On Hear Hear.
True love can never die. I'm lost.
You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Christopher Anton. So drop by this Sunday to Lost Souls Cafe to see him perform. It'll be really interesting to see what that looks like in a cafe environment. Those were two remixes of two new songs of his, This Is Where I Am and I'm Lost in You. He actually gave me the opportunity to remix one of those songs myself. I had a lot of good fun with that.
Fantastic.
So I've been doing a lot of remix lately. Remix work lately, which is good. Time consuming, but good fun. I always like doing a remix, like almost better than doing original work because you have that direction going. You know, it's like doing a remake of a great film. You know, you have the script there and you can recast it. You know, it's actually a pretty functional analogy. But have you seen any good movies lately? Because I sure as hell haven't.
I saw Michael Clayton and I loved
was
it.
Was that good? I heard that was good.
I loved it. I just loved it. It was. It totally surprised me because it's MacGuffin was never the subject matter. It's about two law firms that are very corrupt. But what they were actually battling about was never detailed. It was Michael Clayton. The whole film is asked the question, who is Michael Clayton?
Mm-hmm.
And Clooney plays him. But at one point, his brother says to him, all the cops think you're a lawyer and all the lawyers think you're a cop. And he's 45 years old. His restaurant just broke. He's trying to raise money to pay off his debts. His family is in a weird bind. He's got a great son who he is really encouraging to be different. And he's a fixer. And I just found myself totally involved in this film. It was written and directed by Tony Gilroy, who wrote the scripts for the Bourne movies.
Mm-hmm.
So this guy knows pacing really well. Mm-hmm. It's not an action film at all. Though there's some action stuff in it. And and it is kind of scary. It's almost a horror film with no horror.
Nice.
You know, there's some really creepy stuff in it, and I don't know. It's there's some just really, really beautiful moments. This is actor Tom Wilkinson. I don't know much about him.
Oh yeah, he's a great actor.
Oh,
yeah.
Fuck, is he hot in this film? The whole opening credits, he's got this insane monologue running that I can't wait for the DVD to get my hands on this monologue.
Oh,
I want to use it. It's so cool. But he's terrific. Clooney is amazing.
I'll have to check that out.
One of the key lines that Clooney has at one point is, "You don't kill me, you buy me off."
I find myself saying that all the time. I do. It's just to people at the grocery store. Shannon and I went to go see a movie called Mulberry Street the other day. It's a new independent horror film. You know, the After Dark Horror Fest. They have the billboards up everywhere,
right.
Like the naked women and the monsters crawling all over them.
Silly stuff.
And
of course, Mulberry Street's in Little Italy in New York City.
Yeah, well, that's where the film takes place.
Yeah.
The After Dark Horror Fest films of 2006, by and large, compared to the rest of the horror genre industry, were pretty decent. They weren't all great, but there's some good movies in there that we rented them all.
Uh-huh.
So now it's 2007 Horrorfest movies, we're kind of excited to go see them.
Uh-huh.
So we went to see one in the theater, but it was pretty disappointing. It's basically a ripoff of 28 Days Later, except instead of people becoming zombies because of a virus, they were becoming kind of like rat people because of rat bites in New York City. These genetically mutant rats were spreading this disease that were turning people into rat-like creatures.
Why did they call it Mulberry Street?
Because it takes place in Mulberry Street. And the one good thing about the movie was that it really captured New York, that area of New York City. I mean, it really, you know, the star of the film really is New York more than any of the individual characters.
Okay.
But it was a low-budget film, and it was done in that obnoxiously annoying digital video, low budget, shaky. Everything was too dark. Everything, you know, you kind of got kind of like vertigo watching the film, and started to feel kind of nauseous. And it's a shame because it took away from what had potential, but didn't quite get there. But that's my review of Mulberry Street for
you.
Well,
I can certainly understand the desire to shoot simply and inexpensively, which you can with those digital cameras.
You wouldn't have been able to make the movie with the hot big budget. You wouldn't have been able to get the money unless you were already rich.
But I'll bet it still costs $250,000 to
at least.
Do it. You
I'm
know?
Sure. So Shannon and I have been on this old movie kick as well. We've been renting some old movies.
Mm-hmm.
We watched Sunset Boulevard the other day, which I hadn't seen in a long time, and it's a great movie.
Buster Keaton.
And he has that cameo there.
Yeah.
We saw, and she's on this Audrey Hepburn kick, so we got Sabrina and My Fair Lady.
Uh-huh.
And they're both fine films, but you know what? They're kind of fucked up. Sabrina is a really disturbing film. It's about a sort of an ugly middle-aged man who ends up courting, you know, ends up, you know, in competition with his ugly middle-aged brother over the chauffeur's daughter, who's like 20.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And it's sort of like, you know, at that time you could tell stories like that without anybody going, isn't that just kind of wrong? You know, like the assumption is because she's poor, she should be thanking her lucky stars to be with either of these men.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess it was so much more tolerated in that environment for older rich men to court young poor women or young women
in
general.
Well, that certainly was a time when only rich men were making films. So
yeah.
You know, there's not going to be any other sides presented. And of course, poorness just means you have to reach always for money.
And you see that in a lot of films now too, where the message of the film is if only this poor person could latch on to a rich person, their life would work out.
Uh-huh.
You know, the story's like Pretty Woman, you know, mm-hmm. or this rich guy, you know, pays this whore to fall in love with him, and we look at these and we go, oh, that's so sweet. It's so romantic.
Yeah, but
it completely glosses over the reality.
The image on the poster for that film when it came out, they're back to back, and Julia Roberts has his tie over his shoulder, holding onto it like it's his
Pretty
penis.
Woman, yeah. Yeah.
And I always – that's all I ever saw. I saw that image.
and My Fair Lady was a similar idea. I mean, it's a musical,
Pygmalion,
it's actually
story. It has its weaknesses, though. It's actually a very sweet story, and it is about the poor overcoming on some levels. You know, I've grown accustomed to her face.
I've been I'm taking this course at school called Society and the Individual, and we talk a lot about racism and multiculturalism and things that we take for granted, like you know, the fact that we live in a heteronormative society, which I never really thought of. You know, that we go around assuming that being heterosexual is normal and being homosexual is abnormal, and because there are more heterosexuals than homosexuals. So we present everything in terms of heteronormativity, which is a word I never heard of. I think it's interesting. So, you know, along those lines, we've been reading a lot of articles about poor people and how they're represented in the media. And some fascinating things were coming up, like the fact that poor people, the way they're presented in the media is almost like they don't exist, like they're faceless. And for example, in the news, it's a very common part of the news to have information about stocks, right, and what the stock market is doing.
Which is meaningless to the majority of the audience.
Exactly. Most people don't own stocks. Yeah. Only rich people own stocks, or at least, you know, upper middle class to rich people, you know. But they present it as if everybody is like this.
You got to figure on the TV shows and all that, everybody's making at least over $70,000 a year. Doesn't make them rich, but it puts them in the higher class bracket.
The people who are making the TV shows,
And any any guy who's anchor, a news anchor or something, is probably making about $1 million, you know.
The other thing I thought was interesting is that the when poor people commit crimes, they're presented as something being wrong with being poor, like poor neighborhoods are violent or there's a lot of theft in poor neighborhoods. But when rich people are caught committing crimes, they're presented as bad apples. Mm-hmm. You know, that the rich are generally benevolent, but every once in a while there's a rogue rich person who commits some crime.
Yeah, that never happens.
So I thought that was interesting how a lot of it is a matter of perspective. Well, back to music.
Okay.
It's interesting doing the show without Mark and his many MP3s. He'll be back next week, hopefully, if he recovers. But I have a couple more CDs to play. I'm going to play Koreatown next. There's a big show going on. Fortunately, everything seems to be happening this Thursday, our benefit. And I know a couple other like CD release shows going on and everything. This is at Hotel Cafe this Thursday. There's a thing going on called iHeart. If you go to myspace.com/iHeartIndieRock, you'll see what it's all about. But basically, a bunch of really talented female singer-songwriters, many of whom I've had on Is Good, joined forces to make a 50s-style or maybe 40s-style pin-up calendar and sell that, and 100% of the proceeds go to a battered women's shelter.
Huh.
And also, it's also going to raise money to send somebody to the Silver Lake Music Conservatory, like select a person to send to go learn music.
I like that.
Yeah. And these are all really talented singer-songwriters. One of them goes by the name Koreatown, Angela Korea, and she was on the show this past Thursday, so I thought I'd play a couple of tracks of hers, and then you can go see her perform live at Hotel Cafe along with some other great performers this Thursday. That is, if you don't come to the Throwdown in Chinatown, Kill Radio Presents.
Choices.
Much to do. So this is Koreatown, myspace.com/CoreaTown on here on killradio.org.
Not enough. say I let go. Say it's obvious. Oh, I tell myself over, over and over again. I'm ready. I'm ready. I'm ready to believe.
You're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org.
And that was iHeart.
That was Koreatown.
Koreatown specifically.
Yes. And she's part of the iHeart indie rock collective that's doing this this fundraiser / charity thing with the calendar. And they're raising money for battered women and also to send someone to the Silver Lake Music Conservatory.
Which is all good.
MySpace.com/iHeartIndieRock and their big launch party. And you can see, have the website up here. Bombshell Alliance, that's what they're called. Together includes Erica Rose and the dot, dot, dots, Koreatown, Janine Zapata, Laura Martin. Those have all been guests on Is Good. Also, Holly Conlon. I'm doing this by memory right now. Charlotte Martin. Anyway, several very talented people. And if you find yourself at Hotel Cafe this Thursday, Shame on you for not going to the Kill Radio benefit in Chinatown.
Are they all bombshells?
There's a good show. Yes, they're all bombshells in their own right. So you're listening to Hear Hear on KillRadio.org. It's Kill Radio's all submission, only submission show. People send us music and we play it on the internet airwaves. If you'd like to hear your music on Hear Hear, it's really very simple. Just send it to us. You can send us CDs. Our address is 3806 Beverly Boulevard, Suite 201, Los Angeles, California, 90004. Just send it to Kill Radio, attention, Hear Hear, and give about a 3 week, 3 to 5 weeks for it to get played, because we got a nice little stack of CDs to get through.
It's kind of amazing, but it's absolutely true.
Yeah.
If you think you'll send it in and next Monday it'll be on the air, nope.
but it will get played. That's the important thing, is if you send it, we will play it. We are not judging it in any way. We figure if you put the effort to make it and send it to us, you deserve to have it played, unlike the corporate system where you have to, you know, slip a 20 to the guy and take him out.
If you want to slip us a 20.
Well, hey, if you want to donate to Kill Radio and help us continue to have this the support system in place, that's absolutely cool, and you can do that too. If you want to just send us a MySpace message, if you do want information on how to donate or how to get involved in Kill Radio, you can go to myspace.com/kill_radio. Or you can always email me, John, J-O-N, at killradio.org. I'm happy to give you any and all info you need. The other way to send music to Hear Hear is via MP3. Mark Caldwell, who is usually the co-host, who's out sick today, receives the MP3s. Just send them to marc@killradio.org. Send them one at a time and send them appropriately tagged with all the relevant information. You'd be amazed how often he gets, you know, files from no named band with no website and no information at all. And he'll probably play it, but, you know, it's a lot of work to, you know, organize it all and everything and contact all the bands to let them know they're getting played.
I mean, you
played.
Had to put it on a server so you could send it, so come on.
And, you know, factoring in the fact that this is a volunteer organization, or it's actually, what do you call an organization where it's, you don't get paid, in fact, you actually pay to be a part of it. It's beyond volunteer.
Well, it's a collective. That's a collective. It means we don't make any money.
Yeah. So we're here for you. So be here for us.
Yeah.
And tune in to Kill Radio, too, because, you know, we got a lot of new shows going on. You know, there have been periods where Kill Radio has had a lot of listeners, and then there'd be, like, kind of a drought, and then it would come back. And I don't know where we are right now, but I'd like to see some more listeners. And I think it's because they don't know how many great shows are still on Kill Radio,
right,
or have just joined Kill Radio. Mm-hmm. There's always a lot of movement in the Kill Radio schedule.
It's one of the things about the place. This is our seventh year.
Yeah.
We're beginning our seventh year.
So I'll do right now, I'll give a shout out to a couple of new shows that I know are really good. Actually, tonight should be the maiden voyage of Unsung, which is an alt country music show. Mondays at 9 o'clock, I did a tech training with Bobby from Koseo, who's going to be DJing that show and hosting, interviewing some local artists and talking to them about their early influences and why, you know, what music means to them. And he should know, because he's a really talented musician who's in a great band. And then also we have a new show on Thursdays at 1 o'clock called The Machine Church. And
don't miss this one. This is the one that gives me the most hope. I have nothing against Bobby, because he's a great guy, and I can't wait to hear what his show sounds like. But The Machine Church is what Kill Radio's here for, folks.
Well, it's a news commentary program, and your host, Travis the Robo Pope, which he likes to go by, he watches a lot of C-SPAN. He keeps his eyes open and his ears open, and he takes notes, and then he brings it to us live on the Kill Radio airwave. So that's an excellent show.
And if I may pat myself on the back,
the
show that I do on Saturday nights, The Chill Room, which is the longest running show on Kill Radio. The Chill Room's latest show is the seventh anniversary of The Chill Room on Kill Radio. It's called Demonstration with Commentary Track, and it is an attempt to sort of explain what it is I do, because it's awfully mysterious. I sometimes play up to seven things at once.
You have an unusual show.
And it is an attempt to really overwhelm you. you know. But it's also designed to chill you, which means you can go to sleep in it because it's that comfortable. I did play one of John's pieces, Noam Chomsky Sings the Blues, in the show this week, and that was really a way to get him to listen to it. And it's really an excellent show. It's kind of scary where I go. And that's just gotten posted on the Kill Radio On Demand archive, so you can go there right now and find it.
I think with any show on Kill Radio, just like with any band that performs anywhere, what makes a big difference is whether or not you enjoy what you're doing, whether or not you are getting something out of it, or if you're just kind of lazily throwing it on. You put a lot of yourself into Chill Room. And
I don't have any listeners sometimes, and that hurts.
It may not be for everyone, or you know, they may be downloading it. It's impossible to know who's listening when, but the point is, the reason you've been able to do your show for so long, and you do have fans.
Oh, I do.
Comes from the fact that you really put yourself into the show. Like, I love doing this show. I love doing Is Good on Thursdays at 10, getting to play the music I want, getting to interview bands. And I think if I was just doing it as like a, I got to go in and do the show kind of thing, everybody would hear it. Just like when you go see a band and they're like, I got to play these songs again. You can tell.
Well, you'll find me questioning things. I'm always questioning. And sometimes I question myself, and I get into really funky moods and all that. But what matters is how everything comes together. And when it comes together, it's kind of frightening. It's so good.
And I know this sounds like a pledge drive, but what's really cool about killradio.org is that you actually have the platform to do that. Your show doesn't have to be exactly the same every time.
Nope.
It doesn't have to keep the same format. You don't have to talk about the same things. Nobody is telling you how it's going to be, because nobody's concerned they're going to lose their corporate sponsors. Like, oh my God, Bennett said this word and Bennett said that word, and now it's going to interfere in our ability to sell hamburger meat and light beer.
So, well, and let's also throw this out there. If you're listening and you want to be part of us, come on aboard.
Yeah. All you have to do is show a commitment to this, and then we will let you in. That's really it. And again, go to myspace.com/kill_radio and send us a message if you want more information on how to get involved if you're in the LA area, because we do have some open slots in the schedule, and we're always looking for new things. Let's go back to music. I want to play this band called Automatique. This was actually the first band I ever interviewed here at Kill Radio, and they hadn't really fully formed yet. They were kind of like coming up with the idea for the band. It was before I knew I was going to do an interview show on Is Good. And they just released their album, and they had their CD release show last night at King King. I wanted to play this beforehand, but I didn't get a chance to. But you can catch them again, November 24th at the Capri in Glendale. And they're always playing all over, I know, because I get their emails and everything. And they're good people, and they're hardworking people. So I did not bring their music with me. I'm going to try to play it off of the MySpace player onto the Kill Radio airwaves. It's going to be a little experiment. Hopefully it'll work.
There it is.
No, that's something else.
That's something else, yeah.
Let's see. Let's give this a shot. Let's see. That was because I had my iTunes playing. Yeah. Had that. There we go. Let's try this. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. And this is myspace.com/automatiqueband. We'll be right back. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. That was Automatique, myspace.com/automatiqueband.
By the way, can you show me how to set up a music page on MySpace?
Absolutely. Okay. I'd be happy to, old timer.
Okay. Yeah, I just can't keep up with all this stuff with you youngsters.
Yeah. What are you gonna put up some music? I know you used to have a band,
Put Camouflage Dance on it. I might actually put a Chill Room or something on it.
Could post your, excerpts of your show. I think there's a 10 megabyte limit for each track.
Oh, really?
So okay. You could do, take 10 megabytes worth of your show.
I tried to put links on a blog page on my BT site, but I don't really, haven't really gotten much response from that, so... I thought I would create I'll do a Camouflage Dance MySpace page.
Yeah. You could put excerpts of that of your show. You could also probably get a free media player to put on any of your MySpace page to play full episodes of the show as long as you have it stored somewhere else.
That's what I need, yes.
Yeah. Yeah. And I'm not really the man to go to for that, but I know it can be done because I've seen it done.
Okay.
So, we're just about out of time today. I'm going to throw on one more... local artist for you. This is a band called The Transmissions. They played for us at the Echo Benefit that we did.
They're great too.
A while back.
It's a great show.
They've kind of...
Of the ones I have attended this year, that's my favorite show. That was an exciting show.
Well, that was our biggest show. We put a lot into that. And we had a lot of bands put a lot of
made some good
that.
Money. I got some good hashish there that night too.
So it was a successful show for everyone.
All the way around, yeah.
The things we've been doing at Lost Souls are much more low key. I think cumulatively we've raised more money doing the Hear Hear benefits than on that one night.
Yeah.
But it's a little bit off the beaten path. And
well, the other thing I like about the Echo is the Dub Club is there, and so Mina Suvari's there almost every Wednesday night. So,
and I know you have a thing for her. She shows up on the wallpaper of our computer here,
and on my telephone, and I have a whole book of photos that I put together every.
Okay, well, you're freaking me out. I'm gonna go play some music here. MySpace.com/TheTransmissions. This band just reformed with some new artists. I had Christian, the frontman, I guess, that were behind The Transmissions on Is Good recently to talk about their process and their new material. They don't play live very often. They go maybe once every 6 weeks or so because they don't want to burn out their friends, which is a good way of doing it. But they have a new album called Burning the Winner. And here are some tracks from it. You're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.
Okay.
That must be obvious. What's with this imagery? I'm a sleeper, a sleeper, a sleeper, a sleeper of my dream. We'll be right back.
You know, that was a good band.
That's The Transmissions. MySpace.com/The Transmissions and their new album.
Very pro.
So you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. This episode will be available for download and podcast later today. Just go to myspace.com/hearhear. That's HEAR_HERE. And take a look at the blog section. There'll be the link to where you can download it. It'll also be up on, if you go to killradio.org, it'll be in the on-demand section.
On-demand, yeah.
Yeah.
So real briefly about the writer's strike.
Yeah, it was a friend of mine, while we were listening to that music, gave me a call. He's an actor, and he's looking for representation, and one of the difficulties that he's been coming up against is that a lot of representatives aren't taking on new clients because of the imminent SAG strike.
There's
that
a SAG
I was apparently
coming,
unaware of.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
I knew that there was a writer's guild strike going on.
Well, we knew that was coming for several weeks.
Yeah.
Though it's important to note that here we are a year ahead of the presidential election, and we're just getting overwhelmed with these boring candidates. And yet they started the TV season in the fall without saying that, hey, in 10 weeks there's going to be a writer's strike, but they knew it then.
So are they not going to finish the shows, the seasons? I mean, I've never seen this happen.
In 1988 it happened before, and the season never finished. We're going to get – it took 8 months at that time.
Wow.
We're going to get more reality TV on.
Ugh.
And most of the shows have about 10 or 11 episodes in the can. That's for television.
So they shot them all. So some of the shows have already
produced
their seasons.
Until January. They're at least ready there. The shows I've been watching, like Moonlight and Life, my favorite show on TV right now.
I heard Life is good. I haven't seen it.
God, is it
a
great
really
show.
Cool show.
But Damian Lewis is amazing. I need to know more about him. But hopefully they will be able to finish out the season. We'll see. I don't know. Where's Terminator Schwarzenegger? I mean, somebody had to write, I'll be back.
Do you know where the governor is coming in on this whole issue of writer and actor strikes?
All he wants to do is for it to end. It's like the mayor-nator has been going around saying, let's have a table and sit down and see if we can resolve this, because it's hurting the city.
When Reagan forced the air traffic controllers to go back to work?
Oh, that pisses me off. Yes, yeah.
Is that the same basic idea?
I can't be bothered
with your problems.
Yeah. But of course, we support the writers. I mean, they're the people who write the scripts. I mean, you can't have TV shows. I hate reality TV. So you can't have TV shows without good scripts.
And my understanding is that what the writers are asking for is sort of what they had been promised about 20 years ago when DVD technology and internet technology was starting.
Yeah, instead of 4 cents on the dollar.
And it just didn't happen.
Right now, when you download TV shows, obviously not on YouTube, but the new site that's about to open, or if you go to NBC or any of the networks.
You can go to any of the network websites and download their shows.
Yeah, most of them are free,
but
that's because they're not paying anything right now. And the producers are able to get money from the advertisers on the websites, which is why that's where they're making the money. But none of the actors are making money from those free downloads. Mm-hmm. None of the writers are making money from those.
You can buy them on iTunes for like $2. You can get pretty much any episode.
And they don't get anything from that either. The producers get all the money. Half goes to iTunes and half goes to the producers. It's not fair.
Well, there you have it. It's not fair.
But I do think that the future is going to be no more residuals. People will get paid flat rates that will be higher than they are now, and they'll probably give up the idea of residuals.
Altogether, across the board?
I have a feeling that. Now, I could be wrong. This is just a guess on my part, but I think that's the way it's heading.
Wow.
You know? Again, the producers make the money. Yeah.
Looked like I picked the wrong week to stop sniffing glue. All right.
Thanks very much for listening.
Bennett, thanks so much for filling in. Mark, we'll be back next week. And you're listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org. We played for you a lot of really great artists. The Transmissions, Automatique, Koreatown, Christopher Anton, Paul Avion, Carla Hassett, Michael Harris. You can download this from myspace.com/hearhear, HEAR_HERE. Submit your music to the show. We'd love to play it. And one more time, this Thursday, November 15th, at the Mountain Bar in Chinatown, Throwdown in Chinatown. It's a Kill Radio Presents benefit for a station featuring live performances by Legphonic Euphoria, Decoding Jesus, and DJ sets by Starsky Suave, me, John Hirschfield, Nevin Thomas, Network 23, who's sponsoring the show, and their show is on Kill Radio Sundays, 2:30 to 4. And Ray, a.k.a. the Mad Monk, also DJing there. That's at 475 Jinling Way, Los Angeles 90012, the Mountain Bar Throwdown in Chinatown. Hope to see you there. It's a $5 suggested donation, and doors are at 8:30. And then on Sunday, November 18th at Lost Souls Cafe, the Hear Hear concert series continues with our monthly Kill Radio benefit. And performing will be Michael Harris, Carla Hassett, Paul Avion, and Christopher Anton. And that's also a $5 suggested donation. Doors are at 6. Michael goes up at 6:45. And that'll be a great show, so I hope to see you there. Lost Souls Cafe is 124 West 4th Street in downtown L.A. Check out LostSouls.com for more information on that really cool place. You've been listening to Hear Hear on killradio.org.